Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
All kinds of new stuff. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Call. 3-1. I'm Garrett. Jennings back and ready. 3-1 offering. It's going to be outside. He walked in. There are two aboard now in the second inning. And that'll bring up Garrett Granger. Granger, the catcher for the Cavs Reds, will get his gear off and head to the plate. So, nice opportunity. There are two aboard here. Go-ahead run, Sammy Clary at third base in a 1-1 ball game. And here is Granger. Smith, set to go. There's the pitch down low, blocked by the catcher. Good block by Otmer. One ball and no strikes. Back it goes to the pitcher. Ready to go again. Runner going first to second. It's a ball. Throw to second base. Not in time. Nice slide by Garrett Jennings, and he is there. Stolen base. Now the Reds have runners at second and third. Runners again. Leading at 2-3. From the windup, the pitch. Strike called. Two balls and a strike. And runners getting their lead to 2-3. The pitch reached out and foul first base side. And hit the foul pole. Came right back to the dugout. But he can't do that again. So the count goes to two balls and two strikes to Garrett Granger. Garrett back in with a 2-2 count from Lincoln Smith. Here's the pitch. Bounced slowly second base side. Could be trouble, picked up by Adams, and he'll throw him out over to Oakes. And the Reds kept from taking the lead. A ground out by Granger, 4-3 put out, and that will do it. But Cavs does score a run. They do it with the aid of one base hit. Oh, there was an error, and two left on. 1-1 ball game after two in Casanova. This is Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Top of the third in Casanova. Garrett Jennings continuing his warm-ups. He will work to the top of the order. Sawyer Molitor followed by Wyatt Molitor and then Jake Wegner. 1-1 ball game here in Reds territory. Great to have you along on the banks of Lee Lake here tonight. So Molitor single last time back in the first inning. Jennings is set and the pitch, and that's a strike. Nothing and one to the left-handed batter. Sawyer was thrown out on that play at third base. Reds get the lead runner out. There's the pitch upstairs. One ball and one strike. High school season's over, with the exception of a few headed to state next week, Reedsburg among them. Here's one foul back, one ball and two strikes. Fenimore from our area as well. Always exciting time. As I said before, I think that's my favorite state tournament to cover. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip and then held onto by Garrett Granger. It goes as a strikeout, and that's the third tonight for Garrett Jennings. Parking is so much better. State softball parking is not conducive for big crowds. Like yesterday, some folks were late getting to the game because of the traffic outside the stadium, and they arrived about 45 minutes beforehand. But especially on a work day in Madison, it's not great for the fan base to park very well. There's a pitch down the line, foul, and it's nothing and one. Same could be said for the tournaments downtown, but this one, parking ramps where there was one attendant just giving out a ticket at a time, and quite a log jam of folks trying to get in. So don't have to worry about that at the state baseball tournament. Huge parking lot there. Not a bad parking space in the house. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike to the batter. One out in the top of the third. Garrett Jennings back to work. Pitch to Wyatt is just a bit outside off the plate. And the count goes to 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Wyatt steps out, takes a deep breath, and gets back in. Jennings from the windup. Here's the 2-2 offering. It is just a bit low. Count is full now to the batter. Jennings looking down the barrel with a payoff pitch outside, and Reedsburg has a base runner. That is the second walk given up by Garrett Jennings. And the batter will be Jake Wegner. Jake reached on an error and scored a run back in the first inning. 1-1 ball game here tonight in the top of the third inning. Here's the pitch. That's a ball. Brewers have taken a lead on the Cardinals. 1-0 the score in that one. Always a good win against the Cardinals. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Strike one. Not that I dislike them that much, but it's a division game, and they're always good. So when you beat them, it's a quality win. Especially if it's in September. That's when they tend to win most of their games, it seems like. 1-1 offering from Jennings. There's the pitch. Fouled out of play. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. New baseball coming back in from foul ground. Now, what happened to it? Okay, now they've got it. They're laying on the ground. I don't think anybody saw it. Sammy Clary goes and gets it. So we're back for a 1-2 offering. Wyatt Mahler leads at first base. Here's the pitch down low. Runner going as it pops away from the catcher. Throw to second. Not in time. Wyatt Mahler sliding in. And so the batter, Wegner. Two balls and two strikes. Reedsburg with a man in scoring position in the third. Garrett Jennings to the belt. The pitch bounced sharply to third. Clary down on it. Picks. Throws him out, dug out by Schmidt at the other end, and there are two outs. That will bring up James Corwith. Corwith last time singled to knock in Reedsburg's lone run. The runner remains at second base here in the top of the third inning. Corwith will choke up on the handles and stand in. Chilly night here. As we get a little later, the pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Temps in the low 60s, but breeze a constant thing here today. Here comes the 1-0. That is called a strike. Jennings and the Reds trying to get back to the dugout. Third inning. One ball and one strike to Corwith. Here's the pitch. Low. 2-1 to the hitter. Breeze blowing a little bit toward right field tonight. Wyatt Molitor leads at second. 2-1 offering is taken for strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Corwith takes a long step out of the batter's box. And now gets back in. Back to the belt, Garrett Jennings, the pitch, low, ball three, 3-2. Birds are chirping and singing and flying across the field. They better be careful, going to get hit by a ball here. Full count, 3-2, here it is, swung on, fouled. First base side. Pirates get some good at-bats up there. They don't go down easy. Garrett with three strikeouts tonight and two walks. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Caught him looking. That is out number three. Four strikeouts now for Garrett Jennings. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Reedsburg has stranded four runners through three innings. We go to the bottom of the third. 1-1. Pirates and Reds. Here on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Bottom of the third, it's Brady McGlynn, followed by Colton Greenwood and Micah Salisbury. The pitch is called a strike. Nothing in one to Brady. Stands back in, and here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball, second base side. This is trouble. Chased by Adams, flips underhand at first and got him. So Adams, the second baseman, makes a nice play and gets Brady McGlynn just in time. There's one up and one down. Avery McGlynn will be the batter. Avery, though new, his number has not been painted on his uniform yet. But here he comes, standing in. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the third. Smith is set. Here's the pitch. Time is called. So no pitch? Or was it a ball? Time is called here. Evidently a little bit of chirping in the Reedsburg dugout as well. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike to Avery. Here goes the pitch. That one is outside. Three balls and no strikes. Oh, we're getting our blankets out here tonight, too. I didn't bring mine. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Didn't bring my blankie. I should have. 3-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Been interesting this year. We talked about how windy it's been, but the nights get cool pretty quickly. Haven't had that real muggy summer night yet. Here's a chopper. Going to stay fair, I think. First base side picked up by the pitcher. Foot race to the bag, and he gets him. Lincoln Smith beats it out in front of Avery McGlynn for out number two, unassisted by the pitcher. And that'll bring up Landon Olson. Two up, two down. Got to be careful in the booth here. I stood up and shook the table and knocked Pat's lineup down, and I think we hit a couple people. So lawsuit probably pending. We'll just buy him a cold one and probably take care of it. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. They almost hit him. Yeah. Landon Olson got out of the way. One ball, no strikes. Getting a hard time from his teammates. There's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. A run apiece. Cavs with just one hit so far. Here's the pitch. Down low and outside. It's going to be 2-1 now. Going up on the count there. Top of the inning, top of the order, I should say, Colton Greenwood do next. 2-1 offering is swung on and fouled first base side. So two strikes on the hitter. Reds having some fun over there in the dugout. Diamond in, rooting for Landon Olson. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Strike three, call. Caught him looking, and that will do it. As Cavs goes 1-2-3 in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the fourth, tied at one in hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Top of the fourth inning for Reedsburg. Logan Sullivan will lead it off, followed by Mark Hoffmer and Lincoln Smith. 1-1 ball game. It's a good one here in Cavs tonight. Garrett Jennings from the windup and the pitch. Strike call. Number one. Logan taken all the way. He'll pop the plate and stand back in. Garrett Jennings from the windup. There's the pitch. Ripped high in the air to right field, sending the right fielder Greenwood back. That ball is bouncing against the fence out there. And Sullivan rounds and looks, and he'll have a stand-up two-bagger. So one on to lead off the fourth inning. We have a special guest star here tonight, John Schmidt. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you, man. I didn't know you were here, but Mark made sure that I knew you were here. So.
I like the way you introduced me as special.
Special. You're really, really special.
Yeah, I'm one of the most special people in this business.
Always good to see you. So when you get together and you're down there with some of your old buddies, I'm guessing some of the old stories start coming up again, don't they?
Oh, it's inevitable.
Yep.
Getting back to Kaz and talking about people that we played ball with.
Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch to Otter, and it's outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. This doesn't seem like it's been that many years ago, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. How'd you get so old?
I don't know. Here's a bouncer back to the pitcher, caught by Jennings.
Nice play.
Hey, they got the lead runner trapped, and he is out, sliding back into second base. Good play by Garrett Jennings. One away, Otter at first on the fielder's choice. I don't know. I mean, I've never retired. You're the one that retired. I'm still here.
My cousin Mark was talking about how you ruined his no-hitter tonight. I guess he reviewed that his last game.
But. He did. He brought that up. And Larry Villiard has those old scorebooks now, and we're going to get them out. We're going to find out for sure if it's true. Runner leads at first, because there are a lot of people that don't believe it.
Well, as a former pitcher, I asked him, did you hit him on the next at-bat? Because you don't bunt to break up a no-hitter.
Yeah,
you don't, don't you?
I didn't bunt. I swung as hard as I could, and it just dribbled.
The swinging bunt.
Yeah, it was a swing bunt. 1-0 pitch is down low for a ball. I would have never done that to Mark. He's a lot bigger than me.
Yeah, but you're faster. You can run away from him.
I doubt it. They always had unhooked the plow, and I hit, man, it's up. It's in road gear. Strike called on Smith. 2-1 to the batter. Hey, you look at these Cavs Reds now today, though. We've got a lot of young guys. This is a bright future here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun to see, especially in a town this size, to keep the baseball program going. It's awesome. Have some success in both programs here down at the high school level. What better way to spend your summer than in a ballpark, right?
You got that right. Two balls and two strikes now on Smith after fouling one off. Runner leads at first. The pitch down low for a ball, 3-2. And even through, you know, there's some years where Cavs struggle to find wins and things like that. They still are one of the best drawing teams in the whole home talent league.
Yep, no doubt about it. People talk about it all over the state.
Here's a pitch down low for a ball, and Smith will walk. And nobody else has a bus either.
Yeah, that bus.
Yeah. That would have been great back in the day. The old Reds would have had a bus, right?
Yeah, we had a bus, but it only held six people. It was Gary Faring TV and Appliance, and it was actually not a bus. It was a work van.
A work van, okay. Yeah, you went to a few games in that. Here's the pitch inside.
We almost didn't get back from a few games in that, and it wasn't just because we were stopping along the way. There was some overheating issues.
Oh, really?
With that old van.
Pitch is outside for a ball. So how did you choose who was going to ride with Gary in the van?
Well, actually, I'll let you father.
Runners leading at 1-2. Here's the deal. It's going to be outside for a ball.
We actually picked one of the only people in Casanova who doesn't partake in the party scene. His name, Jim Kingsbury, better known as Twink.
Oh, yeah. Strike called on the batter, and now on the board with a strike is Jennings. So he drove?
He was our driver.
Okay.
And he was a great dude to do that, but we actually picked on him a little bit as he's coming home.
Bet. Here's a high fly left center. This is trouble. Going over the center field, it's going to drop in there. And here is Otmer being waved at third. Going to third is Smith, and on to second base is Oaks. It's 2-1, Reedsburg. Here in the fourth inning, good hit opposite way for Oaks. It's an RBI. So who was driving the night that you showed up at the radio station? I was doing those for the days, and you fellas all showed up at the station.
No, we need to swear secrecy on that one. We're not spilling the beans on that. But
wait a minute. Now, that's been 30 years. I think the statute of limitations is worn off, hasn't it?
I do want to get back to Twink briefly, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He wasn't very tall of stature. We don't know if that made his arms short to the wheel, but he had a jerky, herky way of driving the van. And then he also had a little issue with seeing out the rearview mirror. And I remember my cousin Mark sitting in the back seat whistling like a cop was coming up behind him. He'd just whistle. And it would freak Twink out so bad.
I fly to center, well hit, but it's right at Monty Jennings. Oh, he can't make the play. It's going to go over his glove, and now scoring will be Smith. They're going to wave Oaks. He's coming in to score, and now at second base is Adams. Still in miscue, and now it's a 4-1 lead for the Pirates. That'll bring up Aaron Nehartz. So, yeah, I guess I hadn't heard that story before.
Well, after about the third time, Twink finally stopped the van, and like a dad would do, he's like, "You need me to stop this thing? Who keeps whistling like there's a cop coming up behind us?" Found that kind of ended that. We had a lot of fun. We love him to death. He was a great dude for doing it.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one.
I guess the whole theme of this is it always seems to involve my cousin Mark in one way or another. I don't know why that is.
Bad influence, that guy. Nothing in one. The pitch is upstairs, and it gets by. Now Adams is down to third base. They're going to throw over there. Sammy's waiting with a tag and got him for out number two. So nice play by the Reds to recover. That's out two. 1-1 on the batter. So did your mom, Betty, did she warn you not to hang out with Mark, or what was the deal there?
Well, it was inevitable. We are cousins, so she couldn't turn her back on him. But
I see. Yeah. 1-1 offering the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2.
I learned every other thing I know in life from Mark.
Did you? Okay.
All the bad stuff, some of the good stuff.
Oh, I think there's a lot of good stuff. 1-2 offering is outside for the ball. Two balls and two strikes. 4-1 Reedsburg here in the top of the fourth inning. Here at Jennings back, looks for the target from Granger. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Nehart strikes out, and Cavs finally gets out of it. They give up a total of 3 runs. It is 4-1. Do you have anything pressing, or are you going to stick around a little bit longer? What's the deal, John?
I'll give you one more inning.
You got another? Okay. All right. Sounds good. John Schmidt, when we return with more in Casanova, the bottom of the fourth is next on WRCO Sports.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a 5-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a 3-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or 5 for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners draw on July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Top of the order, Colton Greenwood leads off, bottom of four. It is a 4-1 Reedsburg lead now. Greenwood popped out last time. Here's the pitch, and he takes a strike. Micah Salisbury and Hunter Schmidt will follow. So tonight, you guys all came to the radio station. You did a pregame interview, and it was like 11 o'clock at night or something like that. You had a big one coming up the next day with Wyota, I believe it was.
Yeah, well, we found out the reason that we wore those red uniforms is to disguise the color of our eyes the next day because we burned the midnight oil pretty good. But yeah, the pregame at 11 a.m., probably not a good idea.
P.M., 11 p.m.
Or, oh, p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
It was. Swing and a miss, 1-2. I think Gary Fearing, I think, was laying on the table. I think he was resting that night, if I remember right.
Yeah, he got pretty sleepy on the way home.
Yeah, he got sleepy. Jerry, I think, did the interview, and I remember. I think you sang, maybe.
I tried to act like Harry Carey, but...
Oh, that's right!
I don't know how well that came off. There were a lot of surprised people on your late-night radio show, like, what is going on in that studio right now? Should we go save Phil? I think he's under attack.
Scared the cows right out there. Ball four, Greenwood is on at first base.
Draws a walk. That's the second one given up by Smith, and Salisbury will be the batter.
I do have some bragging I got to do, though.
Go ahead.
We got a little bit of time here, right?
Yeah.
Jerry Schmidt, the younger brother of mine that caught all my pitches back in the day, has got a son named Tyler.
Yep. Batter standing in. Here's the pitch. It's a strike to Micah Salisbury.
Who completed 2 years of lacrosse, was a pitcher for them, and was in their starting rotation both years. I'm going to let you call the game, too. But
here's the pitch down low for a ball.
And he played for the Madison Mallards in the summer and ended up getting moved into the portal, went to D1, had several offers, and ended up pitching for the University of Illinois last year, where he ended up being the ace on the team. He was their number one.
Good for him. Yeah, I kind of lost track of him. I remember when he was in lacrosse. Swing and a miss.
And then in the Big Ten tournament, he faced off against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament and beat them.
Wow.
7 innings.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. Salisbury.
Threw a 7-inning jump. And from there, he is now playing out in he has another year eligibility. He's got to decide what he wants to do. But they have him playing in the Cape Cod League out in Massachusetts, and his first game will be on Monday.
Awesome.
So if anybody out there listening, there's a guy from with Caz roots playing out in Massachusetts this summer.
That's awesome. Now, is that can you stream that? Can you watch the games? Or?
We're trying. I know my mom and all of us are trying to figure that out. And
okay.
Jerry's going to give us updates if we can see that. It was kind of cool. We could watch his Illinois games on the Big Ten Network. So
okay.
That's pretty impressive.
That's awesome. This one fouled back by Hunter Schmidt. One ball and one strike.
I look at the Miz last night down in Milwaukee, and like, well, I'll be sitting there someday when Tyler's out there with his first start for the Brewers.
Wouldn't that be something? Pitch is down low for a ball. Runner going to second. That's Greenwood. You were never able to get Tyler to play for the Cavs Red Zone.
I worked on him really hard this summer because he had some downtime because he wasn't going to play for the Mustangs summer. So I asked him that. And, of course, Jerry was up for that. But I guess the draft advisors that he has suggested Cape Cod.
Yeah, Cape Cod. I can you believe that?
It's way too far away.
There's water at both places. 3-1 offering the pitch down low, and Hunter is aboard. So Greenwood at second, Hunter Schmidt at first base. See, Hunter, he does remind you a little bit of Mark out there, doesn't he?
Yeah. Just better looking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, right? that comes from Jody, I believe, right? Isaac Jennings standing in, takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Well, that's awesome. Well, maybe when he retires from however he gets, he can come back and play for the Reds then, right?
I thought I had him lined up for at least one game. And
oh.
The good news is he's only supposed to be in Cape Cod for maybe 3 games. So maybe the end of July, Cast Celebration, we can get him up here.
Ooh,
pitch.
That'd be awesome. 1-1 offering. Smith checks the runner at second. One away in the inning. The pitch is down low for a ball. How about Reedsburg Town must be abuzz with their team going to state high school
today. Yeah, they're pretty excited. They got a nice mix there. Of course, they're one of the smaller ones in that division, and they got the number one seed that they got to open up with, but it looks pretty promising. They've got two really good pitchers as starters.
Yep.
And that's what you need when you get in these tournaments. Everybody knows that, so I wouldn't look past them. I wouldn't take them for granted. They're playing pretty good baseball right now. Really good baseball.
Two balls and two strikes from Smith to Isaac Jennings with two on. The pitch ripped well in the air. Right center field, some trouble. Right fielder coming on, and he's got it as Wagner hauls it in for out number two. There is one away, or two away now, and Sammy Clary will be the batter. Isaac Jennings, nice ball player.
Yeah, they got fun watching these young guys just as they grow and get better. And they got a lot of skills that only improve as they get older. So
Sammy reached on an error last time. Runners at 1-2 here as he gets his walk-up music, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. You guys didn't have walk-up music back in the day, only probably what was playing in your head, maybe.
Well, it was just all the fans booing us. That's what we like to walk up.
There you go. Pitches upstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike. Yeah, they could turn on you real fast.
It was, was more fun to. I loved playing Taz. Home field advantage to choose because our fans are pretty good at heckling. But when you went to some of these other parks, it was almost pumped you up more to get raspberries from the other team, and you want to play a little better.
2-1 to Sammy Clary. Smith checks the runner at second. The pitch down low. Runners stay as it pops by. Yeah, I got in on that one time. You guys were in the Final Four. I'm not going to name the town because it's not too far away. But fans were heckling at the end. One of them said, "Go back to Kaz and take your expletive radio station with you." Hey, I made it.
I think I know exactly what that town was.
Pitch is inside for a ball, and the bases are loaded up. Greenwood to third, Schmidt at second, and Clary is at third at first, and that is the third walk given up by Smith, and this will be Monty Jennings. Good opportunity for the Reds. Tying runs aboard. Go ahead, run at the plate. So,
the 99, I remember the 99 year vividly, the opening game. It was our only home game in the round robin tournament. Back then, they were still playing the round robin. And you played every team once. You had one or two home games. That year, we only had one. And Monroe was up here. And, of course,
here comes the pitch. That one is high and inside. It hit him, and that's going to score a run.
That's a good way to get a run.
You bet. Takes one for the team. Colton Greenwood scores. Hunter Schmidt goes to...
It's funny how getting hit by a pitch with the bases loaded doesn't hurt as much when there's nobody on.
Monty,
you got an RBI.
The batter will be Houston Boland. 4-2 ball game.
So anyway, I'm running around. We did our BP, and as a manager, I'm getting the concession stand ready, and I get pulled over by a fan from Monroe who was in the park early. He's like, "I got to ask you a question."
Batter stands in. Runners 1, 2, and 3. It's down in the dirt, blocked by Otmer.
I've driven all over this town. There isn't a business in town other than a bar. How do you guys even have a team in this town? As you call it.
Getting the bases jammed. 1-0 count on Boland. The pitch outside. 2-0.
And I proceeded to say the catcher graduated from Weston in 1986. The third baseman graduated in 1982. The shortstop graduated in 1978. The second baseman graduated in 1979. The first baseman graduated in 84. Our left fielder graduated in 90. Our center fielder graduated in 81. And our right fielder graduated in 90. And our pitcher, we actually drafted him from Sauk City. And the guy's jaw dropped. He goes, "Where do you all live?" I said, "Well, we don't really live around here. We have jobs other places."
3-0 pitch. Down low, he walked him, and the next run comes across.
And the guy, he's like, "So you guys are driving from all over the area to come back here. Why?" I said, "Because it's home talent baseball.
Yeah.
These are our hometown guys. So good luck today."
Yeah.
And he was still shocked by it, and we went on to beat him that day 6-1.
Okay. Yep. I'm sure
and
I was here.
I never did see that guy again. He never questioned anything about where our guys. I really think he was trying to find a way to protest that there's no way these guys are off.
Oh, yeah.
They're not from here. There's no way they're from here.
Right, right. Check the books. There are some teams like that. I was at a hometown playoff game last year out of town, and there was somebody in their crowd, and he said, I only know like one or two of the guys on our hometown team. He said, "I'm not sure where they're all from." And I'm like, "Well, that's kind of sad, really." You know?
Yeah, and that's kind of what's been going. I've been seeing that. You know, you see a team like Verona who can draw from a million different places, and that's kind of, you know, going back to the foundation of hometown ball. They at one point there was a ban on Madison in general, just because they were about more of the small town, keeping your people within a 10-mile radius of your town. And I don't know what the radius is now, but. But in the same regard, you know, you got to keep the league going. You got to keep the teams going.
Yep.
And there's got to be some exceptions made. But there's nothing better when a team of true hometown people win that league. And it's really hard to do because there's some really good baseball.
It really is. It's gotten tougher. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3 after a conference at the mound. This is Garrett Jennings standing in. And the pitch is called a strike. Tying run at third base. Go ahead, run at second. And a run at first base here. Nothing and one on Garrett Jennings. Smith back to work. The pitch is outside. The ball one. 1-1. Runners again tag at 1, 2, and 3. Smith set to go. Reds trying to take the lead. Here's a swinging strike. Strike two. So the family's good. Everybody doing well, John?
Yep, everybody's doing well. My daughter Elizabeth's home from Vermont. She's going to law school out there. And
wow. Swinging
strike. Decided to come back and spend some time at home. So we brought her into the park, and then the slight injury from the clipboard hitting her in the head, I think she's going to be just fine tonight.
Sorry about that. She probably knows a lawyer. That's kind of scary.
Working on it. Every home needs a lawyer.
John, always good to see you, my friend.
You too, Phil.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, and thanks for all you do for home talent baseball.
Good reminiscing with you. John Schmidt joining us in the booth. After four, it's a 4-3 ball game. Kaz and Reedsburg here in home talent baseball from WRCO Sports.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Welcome back to Casanova Memorial Ballpark, and the leadoff batter in the top of the fifth will be Sawyer Molitor, followed by Wyatt Molitor and Jake Wegner. It is a 4-3 ball game here at Casanova Memorial. The Reds coming back with a total of two runs in that inning to get within a run, and they did it without the aid of a base hit. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Total of four walks in the inning. Hit batsman. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside for ball two. Batter stands back in. 4-3, Reedsburg leading here. We go seven innings in the night league. Here's one fouled off on the third base side, and that one is out of play. 2-1. Always good to see John Schmidt, former player and manager for the Cavs Reds. He and I did a lot of interviews over the years. Sawyer Molitor back in. Jennings kicks and fires, and this one ripped the short. Caught by Isaac Jennings. Nice job. One away, and the batter, Wyatt Molitor. Sometimes Johnny would call. I had a recorder at my home as well. I do interviews at my home a lot of times back then. And he'd call me at 9:30 at night and say, hey, Josh Jessman just threw a no-hitter at Chaseburg or wherever it was. Here's Josh, and we'd record an interview, and always enjoyed promoting the Reds. Jennings with a pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Wyatt Molitor flew out to center and walked previous at-bats. Not had a dinger in tonight's game. A couple hit to the outfield. The pitch is down low. One ball and one strike. Jennings shaking off the sign. Granger with the glove up. 1-1 offering. The pitch bounced sharply to short. Picked up there by Isaac Jennings. Long throw and got him. Two away. And the hitter will be Jake Wegner. Jake grounded out last time. Reached on an error and scored one of the four Reedsburg runs back in the first inning. So timeout. And now tap of the plate is Wegner. Jennings looking through the web of the glove. from the windup. The pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Still got that little bit of a breeze blowing out toward right center field. Pitch is down low. Two balls and no strikes. We'll be at the Rodeo Parade in downtown Richland Center tomorrow morning. Steps off at 10:30. This one is called a strike on Jake Wegner. 2-1. Should be a good day for a parade. Baraboo has a parade tomorrow as well. That's their annual downtown circus parade. This one fouled off. Strike two. Everybody loves a parade. One at Richland Center featuring lots of young people in the rodeo and lots of horses. And just a lot of fun. 2-2 offering from Garrett Jennings with two away. Here's a pitch. Ripped toward the middle. Diving. Nice play by McGlynn. Comes up throwing and got him. Hey, nice play. Avery McGlynn takes a base hit away from Wigner. That'll do it for the Pirates in the fifth. No runs, no hit, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is a 4-3 Reedsburg lead over the Cavs Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
In the bottom of the fifth, leading off for Casanova, Garrett Granger, followed by Brady McGlynn and Avery McGlynn. 4-3, the Reedsburg Pirates in the advantage here tonight. And Jake Wegner takes over as pitcher. So Jake takes over, gets some warm-up pitches here, and getting going here. Lincoln Smith going a total of four innings tonight for the Pirates. Got into a little bit of walk trouble last inning. And let's see, one, two, three, four, five, looks like six walks. And a total of three strikeouts. Gives up just one hit to Casanova. The Reds were advantageous in their base running and taking advantage. Throw down to second base and around the horn it goes. And Granger will stand in. 4-3, Reedsburg leading. Bottom of five of our scheduled seven-inning affair here tonight in Casanova. Our game approaching an hour and a half old. So here is Garrett getting set to stand in. Wegner working on the mound, kind of working to where that plant foot goes and trying to fill in a little dirt there, getting ready. All right, here's the pitch, and the batter swings away and fouls one. Right field side, out of play, nothing in one. A new baseball going out to Wegner. Granger taps the plate. Wegner from the windup. Here's the pitch, and the curve hangs high. One ball and one strike to Garrett Granger. Wegner looking in for the target from Otmer. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side, down the line. Oaks going back, and he's got it. What a play. Hauled that in and foul ground, almost overran it, and takes away an at-bat for Garrett Granger. Batter will be Brady McGlynn. Brady McGlynn has grounded out. So, bottom of five. Cavs within a run here tonight. Very evenly played game. The pitch down low. Fourth pitch of the outing for Wegner. Here's the deal. That one is called a strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Nobody on, one away. 1-1 offering is swung on and bounced back to the pitcher. Played by Wegner, the throw high, and they didn't get it. First baseman didn't get back in time, and safe is the call. McGlynn will reach base. So the batter will be Avery McGlynn. Avery did that very good play that ended out the inning. Diving play, taking away a base hit. And now batting third after the fact here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here goes the pitch. That one is going to be an attempted bunt, and it's going to be a strike. Nothing in one on Avery. Richland Center player for his high school years. Wegner back to the belt. And here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in two. I like to say that, and I'll be the first to say and stick my neck out there. There are enough Richland Center players that play hometown of baseball. Too bad there aren't more. Batter steps out. And now back in. Jake Wegner working from the stretch. I'm talking about after they're out of school. And I realize it's not a franchise, but there are teams in the vicinity that could use players. Here's a high fly to right field in there for a base hit. Avery sneaks in a base hit. Brady McGlynn stops at second base. So a run at second, a runner at first, and Landon Olson will be the batter for the Cavs Reds. Just their second hit. So Olson with a chance to get something going here for the Reds. Two on, only one away. Wegner working from the stretch. Jake to the glove. And here comes the pitch. That is called upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Olson choking up the Reds with a real opportunity here. Wigner's set, batter bunts. Nope, he's going to bring it back. It's by the catcher, and runners are going to move on to second and third. So Brady McGlynn at third, Avery McGlynn at second. Two balls and no strikes on Landon Olson. Time call, now a conference at the mound out there as Wigner tries to put it across. Olson. Patient at the plate so far. Wegner looking in for the target from Otmer, and the pitch is called a strike. 2-1 to the hitter. From the windup, 2-1 offering is going to be taken high for a ball. Count goes to 3-1 now. There is a place for him. First base is unoccupied. Wegner from the windup, 3-1 offering. It's going to be called a strike. Olson taken all the way, and the count is full now. Three balls and two strikes. Landon back in. Wegner from the windup. And the pitch, strike three call. Caught him looking, and there are two away now. The batter, Colton Greenwood, as we go back to the top of the order. Wegner gets his first strikeout of the night. And Colton Greenwood, who was popped out did that back in the first, and walked and scored in the fourth. Runners remain at second and third for the Cavs Reds in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch, ripped down the line, foul ball. Nothing in one. Jason Greenwood making an attempt over there. Give an error? Probably. Ball comes back. He's coaching at third. Time call. Now, nothing in one. Runners leading at second and third. Wegner looking in for the glove from Ottmer. From the windup, the 0-1 got away. Ball upstairs. 1-1 on Greenwood. Wegner from the windup. Here's the pitch. Foul back, strike two. So the Reds with a chance to put something across, but it's going to take a two-out heroic here. Two outs, two strikes. Micah Salisbury due next for the Reds. Wegner taking his time. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Reached out and fouled first base side and out of play. We'll take a new baseball out to Wegner and go look for the ball. There is a finder's fee on those. 1-2 offering. Wegner from the windup. The pitch reached out and bounced toward second. Hustling in is the second baseman Adams, and he throws him out, and that'll do it. As Greenwood grounds out and Kaz strands a pair here in the inning. No runs and a hit. There was one error, two left aboard. We go to the sixth inning. It is 4-3 in favor of the Reedsburg Pirates, leading the Cazenovia Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
James Corwith leads off the Reedsburg top of the sixth inning. 4-3, they lead Cazenovia here at Caz Memorial tonight. Here's the pitch by Jennings. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Garrett has pitched a good one here tonight. Reedsburg with four runs and four hits. Corwith and an RBI hit back in the first inning. Here comes the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and one strike on the hitter. Jennings looking in from the windup, and here comes the 1-1 offering down low. 2-1. Pitch count at 93 on Garrett. Of course, you don't have the 100 pitch limit as you do in high school. 2-1. Jennings with a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Had to have the pitch count back in the day. Guys like Eugene Fega and some of those guys, they probably throw 200 pitches in a game sometimes if it went a long time. Jeff Hillesheim, I think he had a couple of extra inning games where he threw about that many probably. Bouncer knocked down by McGlynn, recovers, throws, and they got him. Good recovery there by Avery McGlynn right on the edge of the grass. Knocked it down, and then it fell to the ground. He picked it up and threw him out. Corwith is gone, one away, and the batter will be Logan Sullivan. Sullivan reached on a fielder's choice back in the first and doubled in the fourth inning. 4-3, Reedsburg Pirates leading the Kaz Reds. Reedsburg with a run in the first and three in the fourth. Kaz with one in the second and two in the fourth. Here's the pitch, strike call, nothing in one. Like the way Garrett works, too. Jennings is quick on the mound. Doesn't waste time. Nothing in one. The pitch down low for a ball. One and one. A lot of guys almost think too much sometimes, I think. One ball and one strike. From the windup, the pitch. That one is outside. Two and one to the hitter. Yeah. Pat's talking about pitch clock in Major League Baseball. That is a rule that I do like. Here's the pitch. That one is popped foul, strike two. Two balls and two strikes, and